Say over a maisa. What was a king? He built a big palace. Tower up, Rashi Magia Shemaim, 100 big floors, like, you know, the Hishaya floors, and the Gehesa floors. And he said that the person that gets to the top, the first one, the day that they open it, will get like a good matbea, you know, a good envelope with a lot of good zachen. Just in the morning, the day that they're opening the tower, 100, you know, big, good, starke guys, all ready to run up. They start to run. Says the first one that will get there in an hour, will get the money. Everyone is ready. 10 o'clock they're opening the door. An hour you have to get it till 11 o'clock, you get the money. He says even two get, three get. Everyone that gets it till 11 o'clock, the king says, will get the money. If you make it in an hour, you get the money. They open the door, and everyone starts to run up. It's the 10th floor, you know, you have something like that. Surely people just give up. It's not a nice thing. Such big floors. Koch nefesh, we'll never get there. But 70 people are there for the show. They're carrying on running. It's another 10 floors. Another 10 people say, not the mice. Left with 60. So these people are left with 70 people. They're holding at the 30th floor, and then 30th floor. And another couple of people go down. They're weiter, they're running, they get to the 40th floor. Another 10 people say, listen, it's not the Maisadik. And it's left with 50 people. No, we're running. They get to the 50th floor. One guy gets up, Rabbi Isai, we're in the 50th floor. So 40 minutes passed. 40 minutes passed, we're in the 50th floor. And you know, these are the 41st minutes. Now, every step was like picking up a stone. It's impossible to do it. 30 people go down, and 20 people decide, we're making it. They're running, you know, now they manage the shot. Get to the 460. 10 guys turn over and say, listen, the guy was right. It's not worth it to go up. It's not worth it. Left 60 floor, 10 people, and they started to run. They come to the 65th floor. Not trying for you to move. All the guys say, listen, the king is such a rosh and mushkot, it's impossible to do it. When he gave it to do something, I'm sure he will give a lot of money. There's no way to get it on top of this thing in an hour. And 8 people go down, 2 people are left. They go another 3 floors, they're already crawling on their hands. It's not shy to walk, they just manage walking. And the guy turns over to his friend, listen, I'm stopping this stupid thing. No point, you know, another 10 minutes, the time is over. You're holding in 68. Well, what are the points? I'm not doing it. The guy said, listen, I'm carrying on. I'm not giving up. The guy said, listen, I'm leaving. When you will get a heart attack, there will be no one to save you. I'm leaving now. Come down with me. Don't be stupid. There will be no one to help you there. No. Okay, so the guy has left himself. He's pushing, you know, man, he can't go on the steps. He gets to the 70th floor. 5 minutes left, and he sees in front of him a big lift, elevator with a button. He presses the button, he goes in. After a minute, he comes out on the floor 100, and the guy is there giving him an envelope. Here, you got the present. So he breathes, takes the envelope, and the guy tells him, tell me the truth, you knew it was the elevator, right? You knew. I didn't know. So why are you so stupid to run up? says, I knew if the king said, has to be a way to do it. What is the nimsh? What is the nimsh? The nimshal is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells people to grow, to become Tamir Chachamim. Sometimes it looks impossible. It looks impossible to do it. It looks impossible to do it. It's not shaykh to do it. If a person will know how much elevator Reb Chaim Kanievsky took, Rav Steinman, Reb Kiva Eiger, for sure you can't do it. A person thinks, and I will learn. No. 10 blocks, 20 blocks, 50 blocks, 100 blocks, say, I'm ready, 18, 19, I'm 20, I'll do double, I'll say, to me to become a Talmid Chochem, is no shaykh. I'll double myself and triple myself, it's not lemaisik. You're right. It's not lemaisik. On paper, it doesn't look no way that you can get upstairs there. But somewhere, there's an elevator that just finishes the rest. You just have to walk till the last minute. This is the etzem what a yeshiva bachur has to put inside himself. This elevator. Who knows? Chaim Kanievsky knows Kol HaTorah Kula. Chazanish. What you saw the Sefer Chazanish. There's so much value in Chazanish. Rambam. Rambam Frankel. For sure a lot of values. But even all Rambam Frankel, yeah? There's six Rambam. The Pirush HaMishnayas. I'll call him. Yerusha Mishnayis. Tshuva. Ram was a big doctor. Ram written. Sorry. Ram was all different places. It was not like today. You know, you just everything is computer wise. Yeah, he written word by word. Try to copy Yerusha Mishnayis word by word with your hand. I think you will die before you finish to copy all the Torah from Rambam. Just copy everything that's printed from the Rambam. Rashba. Copy all the Rashba Rasha. With all the Tshuva Sarashba. Davida Sakoidesh. With all the Zachar. You never finished to do that. You have to know, in our days, when you had to travel somewhere, it was a year traveling. If you had to went back, it's another year back. And by night, it's a little lamp, a candle, epic you could write. When you finished to write, you had to let the papers to dry, the ink. You couldn't just write like today, you know, one paper, tear the paper, another paper. When they did it. And they knew Kol HaTorah Kula. And it was a Talmud Chochem. It was elevated. A person doesn't push because it doesn't look that he could get somewhere. But if a person would understand, and if a person would know how right he could get. We mentioned once, that Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah. The Sultan came to disturb him. The Sultan filled the place with water. Avraham Avinu is 130, 140. He's walking into the Akedah, old man. Place is slippery. He's walking into the water. It's up to his neck already. The water's up to his chin. Boom, I'm at Nefesh. And then the water disappeared. Avraham Avinu will give up a second before we will not have a Kedah Yitzchak. This is the elevator. Some people gave up in Shmur 50. Sometimes in 60. But you could make it. If it's a Chiyuv Talmud Torah, to know Kol HaTorah Kula, everyone could know Kol HaTorah Kula. The Shvachste Bocher, the Shvachste Balkishre, the most Nav Mutzlach person in the world, he gets an elevator. People that Hashem think that they can, and floor 21 is the elevator waiting for them. For some people it's waiting in floor 10. But everyone has to work till the end. Why I like this mashal? Because this mashal speaks to us very practical. Especially if you go in Beis Yeshaya, yeah? You get used to it. You see a big place, it's very hard to get in. But in one elevator, it's very normal. I just went in the elevator and I'm on top. Ich kann kasche, ich kann modne. Glatt, glatt, versteht man? Sounds glatt, sounds versteht man? Das ist dieselbe Sache in Avodas Hashem. So we can't picture it. For sure you can't picture it. If you could picture it, it would be normal chachma. So everyone listen, you learn that elevator comes, so... So the guy asked him, you know it's the elevator or not? Hashem made it, and even though we know this, wow, we don't know what is that elevator. I'm telling you, I went sometimes in this elevator. And not every time it takes you to the top. You don't have these games, it only takes you the ladder, it takes you only a little bit up, yeah? Not the elevator every time. Sometimes the elevator just, you know, this step you can't anymore, so he helps you. I saw the chush. It's things that take me 5 hours to figure out. 5 hours. I know I need such a thing to figure out. Not less than 5 hours. I'm doing it for years, and I know such a sheer, such a union, I need 5 hours. And it comes to 5 hours that I put to myself. And I need to do different mitzvahs in that time. And I'm left with an hour. Hashem gives me siyata dishmaya. In that hour, I come out exactly the same. And if Alamal I would have that hour, I'll be today a very big Talmud Chacham. But Mishnah. Mishnah. Hashem Alamal. So I felt today. I like the shir, you know, with Elam, it's a Himish Elam here. I had to say a shir somewhere today. People came from America, I had to say a shir. So I decided yesterday night I will not be in yeshiva. I'll prepare. I'll have time to prepare. To prepare, you know, special tapis that they want. That's in the side. I went to a wedding. I met this someone that I have to help. Let's go to all the details. And all of my evening gets burned. It took like my night, I only could open the Gemara to prepare for the Basra. But Hashem sends me the Choshev Rav in America at my best. In California, he's the person Choshev in America today. He's one of the three things, the main person in America today. And I tell him my best, you know, I'm speaking at this nicest now. We're schmoozing for I left him a message on the phone, I needed something else. And he tells me, oh, this noise, I'll tell you, when I was a young man, I learned this noise very sharp. When I finished to learn, then Reb Moshe, I could have got you to Reb Moshe. It was in the younger, Reb Moshe was only in the 80s, the end of the 40s, 70s, but I called Reb Moshe. I said, Moshe, I learned this Indian, Mamash is Indian. I want to come down to Shmuz to get. So, he went to Reb Moshe Feinstein. And when he spoke to Reb Moshe for an hour on all this Maisa, Reb Moshe gave like hundreds of new psalkim. Tell me over everything, yeah? I already had a whole shiur. So, yes, I said, Nishna said, Nishna said, Nishna but, you know, especially speaking to people in America, so, Americans, like Givaldi. So Hashem takes care. To get hold of these psalkim, with the oimik, with the chishbonos, to work myself, I need to work for hours. Every person Hashem takes care of. Some people are schwachen to learn. Hashem helps them to get easier to learn. But everyone is like that. I want to tell you, the famous Maisa, they say, the Alter Mikelem would say this Maisa Alamo. Two Maisa. One Maisa, the Alter Mikelem would say, there was a kid standing near his mother. He called him Moishele. I don't know if the story exists or not, but the Alter Mikelem, I think the Alter Mikelem would say over this Maisa. A kid, Moishele, he was standing near his mother. His mother is very sick, his mother is going to be nifter. Every second, he sees neshama. And he's crying. He just lost his father a week ago. And now he's going to lose his mother. His mother's asking him, why are you crying? He said, I don't understand, Ma. Why are you crying? We don't have no family. I'm a Ben Yochid. My father passed. And in a couple of minutes, I'm going to say, Kel Malach Achum on you. Why are you asking me why I'm crying? His mother tells him, you know what is Kel Malach Achum? She told him, you remember, he was a little kid, you remember the Kiddush cup of your father? Kois Yain Malach, remember that Kois? Your father moved his hand, he shaked it, he got wet. Mishbochu is Kel Malach Achum. You just shake it, it pours on you. He's Malach Achum. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Keil Mole Rachamim, he loves every one of us. He wants the good of every one of us. If we don't see it, we don't have to have a suffix that he's Keil Mole Rachamim. He's Mole Rachamim. He's Mole. He's just a touch. It spills over. Go to the kodesh. Put your hand up to the side. Touch it. It spills. Just connect yourself. It spills over. Person has to have such feeling. When he goes over to learning, when he goes over to see at the Dishmaya, to Atzlocha in learning, he approaches it as a Chakel Bole Rachami. And he told me to learn, and he will help me to learn, and I for sure will grow. And there's nothing to stop me. And there's no way it will stop. A person could push. Push if you get very light. Very light a person can get. Very, very light a person can get. But he has to push. He has to learn. No, my night is tired. The morning he's sick. The afternoon his stomach. And my night the cousin comes to visit. He doesn't go up and remind this person that gets to the 50th floor and he just, you know, 65 goes, and instead of going up, he just, you know, he goes up and down on the floor, there's 66, up and down, yeah? Stupid, just a bit more, up and down, up and down. It doesn't happen if you don't learn day and night. But don't think it's hard. So chakei l'mo l'rachamim. So chakei l'mo l'rachamim. Why it's a bit hard? This is the bit that he's asking. But he's mole, mole, mole rachamim. And the Alter Mikelem will finish with noch ha-maise. He would say, it was Darach Moshel, when he was in bed. He said that he was walking in the street, in the city, and he heard screaming and crying, like a very deep cry. So he decided he would follow the crying. And he followed, and he followed, and he followed till he came to the edge of the city. It's a nice palace. And he hears the crying is coming from the palace. He knocks on the door, but no one answers. So he walks in. It looks quiet. No one is here. But he hears the crying. And he walks, and he walks in the house, and there's no one there. So he comes to the last room, and from that room he hears the crying comes out. He opens the door, and there's no one there. The closet, and from the closet he sees the crying coming out. So now the Mikelem said, open his eyes. And he opens the closet, and you know what he sees in the closet? He sees a talis. And the talis is crying. And he asks the talis, why are you crying? Why are you crying? And the talis tells him, because the owner of the house, he went for a trip for a couple of years. He took everything, his family, his money, everything he took with him. And me the talis, he left. He shows him business, it will not look so good if you will have a talis. So I'm so hurt. I'm not wanted. So I told the talis, Dr. Alter Mikelem, don't cry. Soon, in 120 years, when they take him down, he doesn't take no one with him. Lebe Moisa Yikach. He will take you the talis. And he will not give up. He will want you to come with him to the caver. He will want only you to be with him. There upstairs, he will need you. Only you. So don't cry. You will be with him forever. For a short time, he left you. But he will need you, and he will want you to be with him. This is what a person has to know. all of this nourishment. Nothing is left. Nothing. I want to ask you a child, not very old, but not very young. All of you, when you were 12 or 13 years old, and you did some nourishment, something is left. Most of you, the friends in 12 years old in the school are left. You don't know that then you're so busy that there'll be friends of yours, yeah? After you believe it, bottom of the I'm telling you, everything what you see now, I'm telling you for myself, everything becomes bottom of the get married, there's new friends, everything changes. And everyone that you invest now to be close to, you don't stay with. I'm all one guy. And believe me, that guy, you stay close to you if you're not invested in him anyway. So what are you doing with yourself? So much care, you're spending your time being in a master here, in a chevre here, in a chevre here, and sold it here. Nothing is left of that. Out of bottom of the about a tailor is left. What you learn, what you study, this is what you will take with you. Person has to push weiter, push ahead. And if a person pushes ahead, even though it's hard, he has to know the elevator is there. You see, after the Shemaya comes, Pitom you remember. Pitom you remember. I tell you, it's so nice. Sometimes the elevator just gives you one floor, a break. And I'm telling you, it's such a nice feeling when you zeich to go into this elevator. To chazei zis. I'm telling you, it's not far. It's not when you go to a very high madrega you see it. Just everyone says, "Why I never saw it even once?" Because you're the type that you stopped every time in floor 68. Some of you maybe stopped in 69. And a half. 70 is exactly the more you can. 70 is not enough more. After that is not enough more. Hashem can. There the elevator comes. But no. You have a shmuel in the old someone. Someone has a shmuel. Who's that day? Has to sleep in. Goes to eat out. Everything is lost. If you push, that's the shame of Hashem.